Roger and James here from the Disc Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about that Dumbo trailer, which released last week. I'm giving our thoughts on it. Honestly, I was not expecting this trailer. I thought this movie was a way off. I mean, it was March 2019. It's actually a bit closer than what I thought. And this trailer came out and I watched it and I'm like, and I watched it again. And then I watched it again. And then my wife watched it, and I'm like, I'm still sitting there going, it looks okay. It kind of felt like a little bit like, this is the greatest showman with an elephant, but with no songs.
No, there'll be a song. It'll just be Baby Mine, which is not exactly a greatest showman song.
Yeah, no, it was like, and then obviously we see it, and I just feel like saying, this didn't need to be made. And it's kind of, you know, I know they keep rebooting them all, and it's a good way of respinning the classic ones. Like, it didn't. I don't know. The trailer just, there was. I don't know what it was. It was odd.
Well, I think for me, the problem with it, the main problem, the one I keep getting hung up on, is that yes, this is a Dumbo movie, and the elephant plays a certain part in the trailer. But there seems to be a much stronger influence on this human family that they've kind of stuck in the story. And it's like the only humans in Dumbo are the clowns, the drunk clowns.
And the ringmaster.
And the ringmaster. And that's it. Yeah, I mean, the crowd is all faceless. You might get a couple of kids going, ooh, or whatever. But there's no story about the people in Dumbo. And I'm kind of watching this trailer going, why are there people in this trailer? The story is about Dumbo. Where the heck was Timothy, the mouse?
Yeah.
You know.
It definitely looks like it's more about the effects of Dumbo on the family and them, you know. It feels like, I don't know, Tim Burton movies, you know, I'm gonna give this one I think because it is Tim Burton, I will see it. And the trailer didn't make me go, oh my, this looks awful. I will be honest. It wasn't like, oh no, that looks awful, like I did with the last Jungle Book, the Warner Brothers or whatever version that was.
Right, the Mowgli movie.
Yeah. This was like, okay, that looks quite interesting. But at the same time, yeah, it's like we did. But then I've not really been a big fan of any of these live action retellings. They all feel a little bit unnecessary. I'd rather them have something original and new. This one looks like at least trying maybe to be a bit different.
Right. This looks more kind of Cinderella-ish rather than, say, Beauty and the Beast, which was almost a direct remake. Yeah. But that raises the whole issue with this entire line, which is, what do you do with them? Do you do the original movies, but in live action with heavy CGI? In which case, why?
Yeah.
Because I have the original movie. Why do I need this version? And if you'll remember, of course, I did like Beauty and the Beast. I enjoyed it because they cast it very well. But at the same time, the general reaction is, why?
Yeah.
But then the other direction is, of course, if you're going to take the movie, well, all right, let's tell a slightly different story, a modified version, in which case you're kind of going, why? You know? It's like going back to this, why are there humans in this story? Dumbo is not in any way, shape, or form about humans. And there was that the same thing in Cinderella, where you kind of like, you made changes, but they're kind of arbitrary, and it's just you going, oh, look, no, it's slightly different. The story's modified and not what you were expecting. So you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Why are you even doing this in the first place? And I will admit, you had the Tim Burton, oh, maybe I'll see this kind of. I was like, Tim Burton, I can't remember the last Tim Burton movie I actually liked. So
yeah, I was just thinking that, yeah, because he hasn't really, his last few have been, yeah, I'll be honest, there's a lot of style and not a lot of substance.
That's always been his case, but at least, you know, back in the day, the style was different and unique. But because people have kind of emulated since then, his style is just kind of, yeah, another
really
one in the pack.
And this didn't really look that dark either.
No, and it shouldn't be. Dumbo is not going, well, shouldn't be a very dark movie. There are dark moments in it. Yeah. And they did show the pink elephant, which is one of the creepiest dang sequences in all of Disney history.
Yeah, my brother used to get nightmares. Whenever, the pink elephant's constantly haunted him. It's that kind of weird thing. If I'm interested to see where this one goes, the fact that Dumbo flying, you know, but like, again, I'm not a big fan of Colin Farrell either.
I mean, that's fair. He is very, very hit and miss for me. He's been more hit than miss in recent years for me, but yeah, he's not the kind of actor who I'm like, oh, I have to go see the Colin Farrell movie. It's like, oh, Colin Farrell's in it. Let's see if he's any good in it.
Yeah.
I mean, he was perfectly fine in Saving Mr. Banks, but that was mostly because his entire character arc was be drunk and make a fool out of himself. So
I don't know. Oh yeah, it's that kind of thing. It's like I'm lukewarm to it. It wasn't like, oh my god, this looks awful. But at the same time, it's like, you know, when he had like Eva Green like swinging around on a trampoline. I think because we literally would just watched Greatest Showman like literally the day before, it was a little bit like, yeah, you know, you're taking something that's really, it's like, I know, because it looks like it's trying to turn it more into a circus story about a circus family that have got a flying elephant, rather than Dumbo, which was all about Dumbo and the humans were the villains.
Yeah, because the humans were keeping Dumbo from his mom, whether, you know, for good reason or not, from their perspective, from good reason or not. And it's all about reuniting the two characters and the importance of family, motherhood, and childhood and all that stuff. And this, I mean, obviously it's a trailer. We can't pick what the themes of the movie are going to be, but based on the trailer, they're going in a completely different direction, and they're going to have a very hard time justifying that that's the right thing to do on a movie that is considered one of the original Disney classics.
Yeah.
So
especially like even like when the mum was being carted away and the kids like screaming and running after it, and like, ooh, that, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where they go. But yeah, let us know in the comments below or on social media what you guys thought of the Dumbo trailer. Do you agree with us? Are we right? Did you love it and you can't wait for it? Or did you just didn't even bother watching it? Love to know your thoughts on it. Go check us out on DizKingdom.com. You can find us on all the different social medias and platforms. James, where can they find you?
You find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.